Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. James chapter 3, verse 1. Dear brothers and sisters, not many of you should become teachers in the church, for we who teach will be judged more strictly. Teachers have an incredibly important role in the life of the church, and that was especially true in the early church. On a number of occasions, Paul referred to them as having one of the three most important ministries, alongside apostles and prophets. If the church was to thrive, it needed effective, faithful teachers. Equally, it needed to be protected from people who simply fancied themselves in an influential role, or who deliberately sought to mislead the church. There were plenty of false teachers around, and James needed to warn against them. He wanted to do everything he could to dissuade the wrong people. They needed to know that the responsibilities of teaching were great, and they would be answerable for what they taught. The church still needs good teachers today. The level of understanding of the Christian faith is incredibly low, and reading the Bible is sometimes not seen as a priority by many Christians. In a survey of Christians conducted by the Bible Society in 2019, it was found that only 9% of millennials, that's people between the age of 18 and 35, read the Bible every day. Another 13% claim to look at the scriptures a few times a week, and a shocking 51% claim to engage with the Bible a few times a year or less. Those figures suggest that there's a huge need for good biblical teaching, which will equip people to live faithfully for God amidst all the challenges and opportunities of life. But for that to happen, we need to ensure that we have good teachers. Unlike the time when James was ministering, today we have the blessing of Bible and theological colleges that offer a wide range of training. They play a crucial role in equipping people to be effective teachers in the church. We need to hold them in our prayers and encourage their strategic ministry. Let me ask you a question. In what way could you help to support Christian teachers and their training? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for those who have faithfully taught us about the Christian faith. Help us to support and encourage those who teach your word and those who train and equip them to do so. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.